Now, remember Acts chapter 17? This is why I don't banish the Christmas tree, you know, and tear up all the Christmas cards. Because what did Paul do when he was confronted with paganism? When he went to Athens, do you remember? He walked into Athens and he had just gotten done with a wonderful ministry in Philippi, but he left there and came down to Athens. In Acts chapter 17, he was walking around Athens and he went, oh, an altar to an unknown God. Oh, there's another one. And he walked all around the city and looked at all those altars. And then he says, I'd like to tell you about the unknown God. And what's interesting, in 600 BC, 600 years before the Apostle Paul, what had happened was a black death had hit Athens. And I'm sure you've heard the story. It's fascinating that the people were dying like flies. And an old seer, an old prophet of some sort, came in from the hills, from Macedonia, came down. He said to them, you have offended a God you don't know. And what you have to do is you have to offer him sacrifices. And he said, what you do is bring in a whole bunch of sheep and let them loose, and wherever they sit down, pile up rocks and slaughter those sheep on top of those piles of rocks and make sacrifices to this unknown God. So they brought in hundreds of sheep, let them loose. They built little altars and killed them and sacrificed them and left those altars in Athens. And in Paul's days, there were altars all over the city, right in the middle of the road. If a sheep had stopped there, they killed them right there and put the altar up. And they never moved those altars. And what's interesting is, according to the legend from 600 BC, the plague stopped. And so there was kind of a vestige of a past memory of 600 years before in Athens that there was some unknown God. They didn't know who he was, but when they had killed these lambs, their plague stopped. And Paul said, I'd like to tell you who the unknown God is. And he told them about Christ. Did you know in the Saturnalia festival, they're talking about setting slaves free? Jesus Christ came to set slaves free, right? You and I are slaves of sin. It's on the darkest night of the year. Jesus Christ came in the darkness. The whole world was lost in the darkness of sin. The light of the world is Jesus. John 8:12, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, what? But shall have the light of life. And so what a picture it is. And he is the one that gives the free gift of salvation. For by grace are you saved through faith, and even that not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. What a blessing.